As 2015 comes to a close, it's a good time to think back on the natural places WSIU took you over the past year. We began with a look at the Cache River Wetlands. Illinois. For many, the first image that comes to mind is flat fields stretching for miles in every direction. And yes, much of the prairie state features wide, mostly treeless vistas of open fields and extremely productive farmlands. But in southeastern Illinois, 15,000 acres spread out over parts of Johnson, Massac, and Pulaski counties look more like the bayous of Louisiana. The Cache River and its surrounding wetlands are basically a huge floodplain. This unique area is home to the specialized swamp rabbit, monstrous cypress trees, some of which are 1,000 years old, and the very different swamp rose, which, like traditional roses, exudes a beautiful smell, but which is very comfortable growing literally in shallow pools, and even is seen growing on exposed logs and on the knees and buttresses of cypress trees. And one local expert, Dr. Matt Wiles, a professor in the Department of Zoology at SIU Carbondale and the director of the SIUC Center for Ecology, is working hard to keep this wetland system healthy.
We started looking at dissolved oxygen because we think it's a key issue in what's wrong with the lower Cache River, is these periods at times of year where you just don't have enough oxygen in the water to support a healthy diversity of aquatic life. It appears that the Cache River Basin formed about 2 million years ago between the hard rocky Shawnee Hills and then the alluvial deposits of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. And the channel as we know it, or at least until we began modifying it, likely formed during the recession of the Illinois and glaciers, when there was a lot of water flowing through that area and scoured that out. The Cache River, it's a great place to work because so many people are just passionate about this system. It's a tremendous, you mentioned, it's a very unique system for this part of the world, and a lot of people have rallied around it.
One of those many people working to improve the Cache is Karen Bauman, one of Dr. Wiles' graduate students.
So this is one of our sites in the lower Cache. We've seen turtles, we've seen beavers every now and then. We've
really?
Seen, when we were here, we weren't sampling, but we were just meeting up with some people. We saw a little family of mink scampering around in the Section 8 woods area. That was awesome.
The Cache River and its surrounding wetlands are also home to very unique swamp-specific plants. And Chris Evans, an invasive species campaign coordinator, knows all about these.
We have a native rose species called swamp rose that actually often grows right on the cypress knees in the swamp.
Wow.
So you can be canoeing through the swamp and all in standing water, and then suddenly you come across this huge flowering bush with all these beautiful pink flowers.
And now back on the partly frozen bank of the Cache River where it goes under Route 37 in Johnson County. It still has to be beautiful, isn't it, to you?
Oh, yes. I love it. Actually, it's a lot nicer out here in the winter because there aren't any mosquitoes biting you.
From crunching on ice to hiking in southern Illinois humidity, WSIU Radio also took you on a hike on July 18th at Ferncliff State Park with Superintendent Joe Nelson.
Well, the gravel trail has ended and we're on a little bit of a boardwalk here because it gets so much traffic right here that we try to protect the surface a little bit with the boardwalk. And as we approach where the waterfall, just you can almost hear it trickling, I think, but there's a little bit of a mist coming up off of where the creek bed is, and the sunlight's filtering down through the green leaves. And it's just really pretty, and you can hear the insects in the background.
And last year, we took you on an enjoyable, information-packed wildflower hike with botanist Chris Benda at the unique Dixon Springs State Park.
This is where north and south come together. We have the
the southern extent of our northern adapted plants, and we have the northern extent of our southern adapted plants, and even to a lesser degree some east and west influence here as well. We have shortleaf pine that comes from Missouri. Your side oats gramma grass is a prairie thing that we can have in this area. And then even from the Smoky Mountains, we have wild azalea and cucumber magnolia. So instead, this is false nettle. And you can see it's starting to develop its flowers here along the stem of the leaf there. So this is Bomeria cylindrica, false nettle. And nettle is in the nettle family, the Urticaceae, because it hurts. When you touch it, it hurts. But not this one, because it's a false nettle.
We hope you enjoyed this look back at the interesting places WSIU Radio took you last year. Maybe you'll be inspired to do some exploring of your own. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.